Today is White Ribbon Day, a day to talk openly about something that affects more people than you realise, because it usually goes on behind closed doors. Domestic violence is a huge issue in this country, perpetrated by both men and women on those closest to them. We focus today on preventing violence against women because it's such a huge problem. The numbers are just staggering, and an issue this size needs a response to match. I do acknowledge that there are men in this country, in fact in this city, who are victims of domestic violence, and these men are in just as much need of help from the people around them. This morning, when I ask you to stand up for the women in your lives, to protect them and to honour them, I ask you to do the same for all victims, men, women and children. 72. That's where we sit as of this week. 72 women in Australia, this sunburnt land that we're lucky to call home. We have had their lives cut short this year by the violence of the men closest to them. That's not to mention the many children who've seen it happen, or those who've managed to escape the toxic environment they're in only to find themselves homeless. It also doesn't take into account the many families who are experiencing domestic abuse in other ways through manipulation, isolation, and control. 72. That's since the start of 2018, not since White Ribbon Day last year. Sure, I could rattle off numbers like one woman dies a week and one in three women experience abuse, but it's easy for numbers like that to just wash over you and not really register. So there's one number I'd like you to focus on today. 72. 72 women like your mum, your sister, your cousin, auntie, sister-in-law, or your colleague. 72 women like your partner. These women were all at least one of those things, and most were more. They weren't just numbers. Their lives shouldn't have been just numbers. They all had names, and I wanted to read them out this morning. I wanted to acknowledge that they all matter. They all deserved better, that we had failed them as a community, and that we will try to do better. Unfortunately, I can't name them due to legal reasons, so I'll leave you with this. 72. 72 reasons not to let it get to 73. 72 reasons to stand up for the women in our lives, to take the oath to stand up, speak out and act against domestic violence. Today is White Ribbon Day and I will never remain silent.
You're listening to Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast. K-Rock 955.